Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One of the cooler events of the Olympics was the surfing. And just aesthetically, the crystal blue waters in Tahiti, and you got the beaches, and it provided some of the most iconic shots. I look forward to seeing, actually, and I want to go over this, because they did announce where all the locations are going to be for the LA 2028 Olympics. And at the time, I remember it was like 2 months ago or something. And at the time, I was like, oh, this is cool, and I made a note of it, because I want to go. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, that's there, and this is there, but... Now I'm even more intrigued, just to sort of compare, especially I want to look up where the surfing is in 2028. I'm curious about that. A lot of good options in California. But so for the surfing, it provided that iconic shot of the Brazilian dude, you know, way up in the air with his surfboard. And basically people are like, oh, my God, that's definitely the sports picture of the year. You're never going to be able to top that. Well, the surfing just keeps delivering as far as the entertainment and the crazy shots are concerned. As let's go to the best of X. How cool is this? This was earlier this morning at the surf competition, in which while the surfers were out there, a massive whale just pops up and photobombs them all and says, hey, I'm here. Like, think about it, too. Like, they're surfing right there, and this whale's just hanging around. I think it just sort of wanted to let everybody, I think it knew the cameras, right? It was showboating. Just let everybody know, hey, yo, what's up? It's funny, too, because what a picture, though. Seriously, huh? What a shot. We couldn't show the video of it. There's actual video of it, of the whale splashing up and stuff. We can't show it. We can show the picture. Great stuff. Thanks to the BBC for the tweet, the picture. But just amazing stuff. And I was watching the surfing, and it was weird. They wait, like, for the right waves to come. It's very interesting, like, the rules and everything. So there's a clock, and it's up to the surfer to decide, do I want to ride this wave or not? And if you run out of time, you run out of time. And I was watching today the gold medal match. One of the dudes, the British guy, he didn't even surf at the end. He kept waiting for a perfect wave. He needed a bigger wave, and it didn't come. And it's just sort of random, and he ran out of time. But they were way out there, man, right? Like, they were paddling way, way, way out into the water, and they were casually just sort of sitting on their surfboards, like, watching, and they were talking about, like, how, you know, you got to, you know, read the waves and know, okay, get ready. This is going to be the one and stuff. And they're way out there, and I was actually crossed my mind. I was like, well, they wouldn't have them in, like, shark-infested water, but I was like, still, it's still the ocean, right? And, like, they're pretty deep out there. And I was thinking, I'm like, I wonder what's out there. Like, these waters look clean and stuff, but, man, you know, the ocean is a great mystery. And then, boom, this whale pops out, like, right behind them after. Like, imagine, like, you know, surfers going along, and then, boom, they get hit by a whale. You lose your bet because, yeah, I got hit by a whale. Happened to me once. I was playing golf for money with someone, and I hit a perfect shot down the middle. And a fox came and picked up and stole my ball and ran away with my golf ball. Nothing I could do. And within the rule book, too, like, you're on your own. Like, I had to take a drop. I wasn't happy about it. But that picture of the whale, absolutely, absolutely awesome. All right, what else do we got today? The Olympics just deliver great stuff. We got Pitbull. So this is a crazy and interesting story, actually. Pitbull has bought the naming rights to the FIU Panther football stadium. It's now Pitbull Stadium. This is a pretty slick move for $6 million. A five-year deal. He paid $6 million, and he gets the naming rights, so his name's going to be brought up every time they damn play in this stadium. But if you look at the little things he gets here, use of the venue for 10 days a year. So he could do concerts here now. And just for the record, guys, a big stadium like this to do a show in, it's a lot to rent and stuff. So the fact that now he already has the stadium, like, for 10 venues, he could promote concerts, he could do his own show, he could do other shows, and he could save a lot of money right there. From the naming, from the publicity, from the name, you know, it's worth it for the $6 million. And he gets to sell his vodka brand in the stadium, which is just going to promote and help sales of his vodka brand, actually. It's actually an incredibly slick move by Pitbull. Pitbull seems to me to be one of these dudes. He's like, he's a musician, but he's a better businessman. Yeah, like, does anyone know any of his music, really? He's just like, he's smart and how to make money and parlay this stuff. You got to give him credit, though. The guy's like a mega, mega success. And this is a very slick move, I think, for a limited amount of money, actually, for what he's getting back in return. Like, the use of the venue 10 nights a year is just big in its own right. Selling your vodka is big in its own right. The name, the publicity. Now, they're not a very good team, so they're not going to be in the college football playoff, right? But they're still on TV a lot. And the name is still, look at the publicity he's already gotten out of this. For $6 million? It's pocket change for him. Actually, you know, great move by Pitbull. Like, when I saw this, I was like, damn. And you got to wonder how many other celebrities and other people realize, you know what, I could do the same thing, actually. Pat McAfee Stadium, right? Dave Portnoy has the money, whatever. You know, if you got a lot of money, it's very a vain, you know, it's the vanity thing to do. Right, like, hey, if I had enough money, I'd do it. I'd say, all right, you know what? I'll buy the naming rights to Central Michigan University. I'll buy the naming rights to the stadium. Morenci Stadium. Right? Sports Rage Stadium. You know what? For $6 million, it's worth it. Like I said, it's pocket change. Like, for some of these people, the amount of money that they have, that was a really, really slick move by Pitbull. Can't wait for college football. It's rapidly approaching, man. We're less than 3 weeks away. Right now, we talked a lot about our Liberty bet. We got that Liberty bet in, but we've got a lot of other college football win totals to get into and share with you. But we're in Olympic mode, and we're not done yet. We've been talking a lot about the USA. I think the USA is going to get there, guys. There are 24 gold medals right now. It's 39 and a half. There's 35 more track and field events. The U.S. should be able to rack up a couple of more medals and get us into the 30s, hopefully into the mid-30s, and then the teams will be able to put us over the top. Later on in the show, I'll share some of my overnight Olympic bets with you. We've got we're down to the semifinals in field hockey right now, and we're all over the Netherlands in women's field hockey. Massive game in the morning. We're down to the semifinals in volleyball, and we're down to the quarter slash semifinals all in the same time tomorrow in the women's beach volleyball as well. And we got all kinds of other weird events going on. I can share all of my plays with you. So we've got quite a few left, and it's go time right now. We've got to close this out. We put a lot of money into these Olympic bets. It's been pretty good so far, yet, you know, only winning one of the four of the gold medal predictions, that won't be very good. We really need the women's team, the Netherlands, to come through for us. But for those of you tuning in that haven't played what we played yet, I would say the men's volleyball pick is a good one. All right, the men's beach volleyball. You're getting the Swedish guys, David Amon and Jonathan Helvig, at plus 137. They're the number one team in the world, and they just went through an extremely tough gauntlet and battle to get where they are right now. They're into the semifinals. I think they're going to be able to finish it off, and you can get it at plus 137. And in fact, I already have them in a parlay with the Brazilian women, but I'm going to play them both again just in case they both don't win, because at least one of them is going to win. And the women are plus 100 right now, so you're getting plus money with both. Rick Saratella steps up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The Pistol Players, the Hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, including Rick Saratella, who's on the road. He's like Willie Nelson, on the road again, going from camp to camp, and I believe he's in Nashville, Tennessee tonight. Rick, good to see you. How you doing?
Hey, Gabriel Morenci, I missed you last week, my man. We've been on those scouting trails. But yes, I just left Cincinnati, making my way down to Nashville with a little pit stop at the Ville, a little pro scouting, college scouting. We got it all over here. Good time of year.
So out of the pro teams that you've seen so far, and albeit it's, you know, limited action and it's still early in camp, what team has stood out the most to you from what you've seen? You said, you know what, I liked what these guys are doing.
I think Houston is going to be a problem. I really do believe that this could be the number one seed by the end of the year. And if you just talk about, we talk about continuity all the time, keeping the coaching staff together. D'Amico Ryan's the second year these players have really bought in, and they've got some incredible leadership. And I'll tell you another thing. I thought it was a beautiful touch because the Chicago Bears could have done it and they didn't. In fact, the Bears had Devin Hester and Julius Peppers. But the Houston Texans, Nick Cesario made sure the entire organization, from the front office to the coaches to all the players, stayed back. The game was on Thursday. They made sure that everyone stayed back for that induction on Saturday for Andre Johnson, the first Houston Texan to go into the Hall of Fame. What a magnificent touch that was. And I
That's
just
a very good
sensed
point.
Something with this Texans team.
Well, one thing, too, and you know this. Yeah, for years, the Texans have had a reputation of, quite frankly, not caring about their players, or there was a lack of culture, or at least that's what the players felt, and other things about the owner as well. And I remember years ago, I mean, they really did a cautious effort to change the culture of this organization, Rick, and it hasn't taken that long to do it, actually. I know it's been a long haul as far as the Texans are concerned, their franchise, but this unit, it's been about 3-4 years of solid drafting and just sort of these little things that you just talked about off the field, sending a message that, no, we care and we treat players like a first-class organization here.
Yeah, and you know what, Gabe? It helps when you hit on those first rounds. Like, if you look at the hit rate around the league, there's a lot of teams that miss. Nick Cesario doesn't miss. This guy, Cesario, he hit Derek Stingley. He got criticized for that, remember? He got criticized for that pick. Stingley, nobody was even talking about him as a top five selection. Then you get two of these young studs, Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud, who dictate the culture along with DeMeco Ryans. It's a whole new franchise, but they got guys like Nico Collins. I hate to tell you, Nico Collins, not Stephon Diggs, is the number one on this team. And then you got like Tank Dell is an X factor. If that guy comes on, the weapons they have on offense, the running back depth, very, very impressive.
I can't wait to see how it plays out. It's a very intriguing division this year. We'll see what Anthony Richardson can do, but it's almost like it's Anthony Richardson rookie season all over again. But to backtrack a little bit, why don't you fill us in on some of the camps that you've been at so far? Because we didn't catch up with you last week. I know you've been in a lot of college camps, but NFL training camps, which ones have you seen so far? Where you been?
Yeah, so we went up to Foxborough. I got a chance to hang out with all the staff there. They were really nice to me. And, you know, they know it all ride or dies with Drake May, right? And it's going to come down to Drake May. Jacoby Brissett will start the season, but it will be Drake May's show. And I say, you know, it's a team that lacks playmakers, but one little nugget I picked up was they do this little quarterback competition after practice, drop the ball in the bucket, and I guess this is something they did going back to last year. And the one thing that stood out in terms of the Drake May arm strength, right, they said the quarterbacks would stay after practice and do this every day. Last year, they said Mac Jones' ball never traveled further than 55 yards. Now, Drake May came the other day and hit one for 80 yards. So the arm strength is on a different level. Now, in terms of the development, I would say Mac Jones was a little bit further along in terms of being able to start from day one, and that's why you're going to see Brissett under center. And they're going to live and die with those pains with Brissett because, you know, there's some question marks there on the offensive line. They really don't have a playmaker on offense, which is would make sense that they're in the Brandon Ayuk sweepstakes. But, you know, it's going to be a rough season in New England. And then, you know, I was over at Buffalo, saw your boys there. You know, Keon Coleman is a guy. Like, Marvin Harrison's going to be incredible. He's still the top rookie wide receiver. Malik Nabers, who's throwing haymakers today, I saw at Giants practice, is explosive like no other. And Rome Odunze is going to be a pretty good role player in Chicago. But when it comes to rookie wide receivers, I expect Keon Coleman to have more wide receiving yards and touchdowns than any rookie wide receiver in the National Football League this year. He is a stud. The team recognizes that, and that will be Josh Allen's number one target.
I think the one thing about Keon Coleman that stands out the most is his high football IQ. And I think it'll translate. You and I talked about it. People were down on him because of his 40, but we talked about his side-to-side speed on the football field. Sort of that Michael Irvin, he's football fast as well. This isn't the 100 meters in the Olympics. And I'm excited to see. I think Kincaid's going to be a big part of this offense this year. But I think, you know, Diggs was somewhat of a negative for the Bills last year, right? And you know, the constant drama. I think Josh Allen felt at times he had to get him the ball. And then when Joe Brady came in, they completely changed the offense. I think it was for the best that they actually moved on right now. And I like the fact that you've got a bunch of different targets right now for Josh Allen to work with, as opposed to an inconsistent Gabriel Davis at a Diggs is, I don't want to throw him under the bus, but he's not the same player as he was a couple of years ago.
He's not. And I think the Bills have rallied around the departure of Stephon Diggs, as funny as that sounds, but their motto is everybody eats. And when they're asked about it, they're like, hey, there's no complaining around here. If somebody doesn't get the ball, Nobody's complaining. Everybody eats. And that's the motto of the receiver unit collectively.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. Because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Walmart, Lenovo, and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the commission with its members. And that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account. Or, if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And it's going to take the Curtis Samuels and Khalil Shakirs of the world to keep this offense chugging along. But Coleman's got the skill set, and he's got the personality, too. I mean, he's embracing every moment of it. And I will say that they do rave about this man's football IQ is, like, through the roof.
It really is. Rick Saratella joining us from On the Road in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll get a couple of other tidbits from Rick on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Moretzi. We're talking NFL training camps right now as the preseason is set to begin for real after the Hall of Fame game that didn't go 55 minutes. We began the season with a little betting controversy, but we're talking training camps. Rick's bouncing around from camp to camp, and we've got news out of Denver right now that Jared Stidham is ranked number one on the depth chart. Zach Wilson is ranked number two on the depth chart, and Bo Nix is ranked number three on the depth chart. Don't want to overreact to any of these depth charts right now before we've actually played a preseason football game. But nevertheless, Rick, for a guy that played as much college football as he had, he's not a young guy. This isn't a guy that you're going to groom like a Jordan Love was groomed, right? Or, you know, a player that hadn't had a lot of experience. This guy played more college football games than anybody in the history of college football. What's your take on this? Bo Nix, not listed number three on the depth chart.
One of the positives of being on the road so much is you got a lot of time to kill in the car. So I listen to a lot of training camp media sessions and pressers, and I listened to Sean Payton, and he said, you know, listen, don't read too much into it early on in camp. I just want to get the reps kind of distributed equally. He said it'll be a rotation, and we'll go from there. He didn't want to commit to anything more, anything less. I think it's a three-man wide-open race. I think the best man's going to win. I thought Bo Nix had some momentum coming in from the OTA, the rookie camp in the spring. They were really impressed with the way he picked up the playbook. I thought he had the inside track, but nothing replaces in-game experience, and that's what Jared Stidham has. And Zach Wilson has that too, but Zach Wilson I don't think was very successful. I liked what I saw from Stidham. I mean, he flashed the ability to move the chains. Doesn't turn the ball over like a Zach Wilson. And let's be honest, like, Zach Wilson's got to get serious and be a hard worker and be committed to the film room and like, getting there first one in, last one out. Otherwise, Zach Wilson, he might be playing up north. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, if Bo Nix has a strong preseason, it's going to be his job to lose. And if it's not Bo Nix, I think Stidham will get the first crack.
from a betting perspective, guys, some of these teams are going to struggle in the regular season or actually nice plays in the preseason, as Rick alluded to. I'm very curious and interested in seeing Drake May on the field in a preseason football game. But specifically the Denver Broncos, talk about a good preseason quarterback rotation. Jared Stidham has started games in the NFL, regular season games. Zach Wilson started games in the NFL, regular season games. Bo Nix is the most experienced rookie quarterback in the history of the National Football League. So I think it's a nice rotation there for the Broncos. They're 1.5-point underdogs on the road in Indianapolis on Sunday. Rick Saratella kicking it with us. Rick, Malik Nabers, word out of Giants camp is, listen, this guy is sort of must-see TV, as always something is going to happen on or off the field with him. He's had an entertaining offseason already in New York, making it rain, but he's dominating in training camp. He says that he didn't hit anybody in the head, that it was a tap on the head saying good job making the play today, but the Giants and Lions have been beating the crap out of each other all week.
Yeah, well, I saw some footage floating out there with Nabers throwing haymakers. So I think he landed a couple punches to Kirby Joseph's helmet. You know, things are getting fiery, and that's the one thing that Daboll wanted to come into this training camp with a renewed toughness. And if you listen to the Giants players and you listen to the people around the team right now and the people that I've spoken to, this has been by far the hardest and toughest training camp in the last 5 years, no questions asked. And the other day they said they had a couple legends in the building. Eli Manning was there, Victor Cruz was in the building. That was 2 days ago with the first fight against the Lions. That was a statement. When Daniel Jones got involved, that was his, you know, trying
You're
to
right.
be
he's
a,
setting,
become a New York football giant moment. Yeah.
He's setting the message right there. I like the intensity. And like you said, you've been around coaches a lot. I think coaches are probably disappointed, Rick, if there isn't any fights, right? I mean, if nobody is frustrated when everyone's hitting each other and it's hot as hell and you've got 53 dudes that you're trying to, you know, put together a winning football team, if there's no passion, it's kind of disappointing. You don't want things to be stupid, right? You don't want things to be stupid, but
it's
the same point of time.
Well, they don't allow you to hit no more. So if you're not getting that
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Extra. Like, where's the fight in the dog, right? Like, they don't even let you hit that much, so you want to see that. You don't want to encourage it, but yeah, you know, I mean, I'll tell you what. I was in a few in training camp, and the first ones out of the way are the coaches, so.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I'm Gabriel Morenzi. We're breaking it down with Rick Saratella, who's on a training camp tour in the National Football League. Next week, we'll talk some college football with him. But another camp that you hit, you talked about the Houston Texans, actually, and you think they could, you know, potentially be the one seed, and they're legitimate contenders to press the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of people feel the same way about the Cincinnati Bengals. Because of Joe Burrow, one of the more popular quarterbacks in the National Football League, they've got a lot of contract issues going on with this football team. But once the season starts, I think Burrow can get everybody on the same page. You visited the Bengals camp. What was your takeaways from the Bengals?
Well, you mentioned the contract disputes, and I believe that there might be some people in the organization there on pins and needles, Gabe, because let's be honest, Ja'Marr Chase is a franchise talent. He deserves to get paid. He's looking at all these big money figures that are going around and saying, hey, it's my turn. Now, if they don't get a deal done with Ja'Marr Chase, who, oh, by the way, T. Higgins also wants to do a new deal, and I don't think they're going to be able to pay everybody here. But if they don't take care of their main guy, that's going to send a negative message into that locker room with the other vets and say, hey, well, if they don't pay that guy, I ain't never getting paid here. And that's also going to be a detriment to the recruiting in the offseason when they try to sign free agents. The Bengals have been notoriously cheap, but sometimes you got to open up the pocketbook, and they did it for Burrow. They need to do it for Chase. And if they don't, I think there's going to be internal conflict.
You're right. They are so close, but they've always had a reputation for not wanting to pay players, just point blank. I mean, let's look at their history. Yet they almost overdrafted. You know, it almost reminds me, it's crazy to say, I don't think it's the exact same thing now in this era, but going back to O.J. Simpson and the Buffalo Bills, the Bills were really good. They beat the Steelers in a playoff game, and O.J. Simpson told the owner, Wilpon, why don't we, Ralph Wilson, told Ralph Wilson, you know, if you just sign a couple of more players, I think we could win. And he said, why would I want to do that? I'm going to have to pay everybody then if we win. And let's be real, the Brown family's from that sort of old school, hey, we're making money, right? You know what I mean? Without winning, it's fine. We're going to have to pay everybody. But you're right. They're up against it right now. All right, so speaking of Ohio.
And I will say one last thing. Joe Burrow now is on a pitch count. He is not 100% healthy, so that's worth keeping an eye on because the arm velocity is not all the way back. So keep an eye on that.
So you sound like you're not fully all in on this Bengal team. I'm not, actually. I think they're good, but I think they have some issues to deal with as well. And they've been notorious slow starters every year as well, Rick, in the past.
Well, their roster is constructed as good as any team in the league, but when you have question marks surrounding your quarterback and star wide receiver, then, you know, you're not going to feel easy at night.
All right, Rick, so before we get you out of here, first-time eligibles for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025 include, and this has been debated for years, so now it's finally here, Eli Manning. There's some of these guys on the list where it's like, yeah, well, this is a slam dunk, and then there's others where it's like, all right, you know, the Eli Manning is going to be a debate. Terrell Suggs, I don't think there's going to be much of a debate. Marshawn Lynch on the list. Earl Thomas, so you got a Seattle presence here. Eli Manning, Terrell Suggs, Marshawn Lynch, Earl Thomas, Aqib Talib, Adam Vinatieri, Luke Kuechly, and Marshall Yanda are the eligibles. What do you think about this list, Rick? And how many of these are slam dunks? And how many of these do you think, hey, slow down a little bit? Because to me, I'll be honest, for me, my first gut is, I don't know, Aqib Talib was never one of the greatest cornerbacks ever, was he? Is Aqib Talib a Hall of Famer to you?
No, I think he was on that Broncos Super Bowl team with Peyton Manning. Was he on a Buccaneers Super Bowl team as well? Did he have two Super Bowls?
I think he probably does, actually. I think he does.
He might have two Super Bowls, yeah. So, but to me, like, Luke Kuechly's the guy that stands out. I don't know if he did it long enough, but like when I think of Luke Kuechly, I think top linebacker, you know, top inside linebacker in the league for at least a 5-year span. So Kuechly would be a guy. Eli obviously has the biggest credentials, but then you look at his regular season record.
Sorry, just the one, Rick. I just wanted to confirm. Okay. So he's got the one.
I think of Aqib Talib,
but I just think of him shooting himself all the time. He didn't shoot himself in the foot once outside of a strip club. There's always something. I sort of think of more incidences with him, you know, than anything. And that Super Bowl, I was on Carolina. I'll never forget the play. Aqib Talib, like, ripped Cam Newton's head around like the Exorcist. Except it was a brilliant play, and I was like, what a gangster to know this. He did it on, like, the one-yard line, so it was, like, half the distance to the goal, so it didn't matter. I was like, this guy knew how to get a free shot in and not really get too penalized for it. But, listen, he was a badass football player, but I just don't think of him as Hall of Fame.
No doubt. Yeah, just like I saw Pac-Man Jones the other day at Bengals camp, really good player, just not a Hall of Famer. I think the one guy, Julius Peppers was the only first ballot Hall of Famer in this year's class. I think Eli Manning would be that guy, right? If any of those guys was gonna be first ballot, I think Eli Manning, just based on the Super Bowl credentials, you know.
I'm gonna say I think Eli will get in. I don't know if it's gonna be the first time he gets in. if you look at the you look at the overall body of work without the Super Bowls, there's a lot of mediocrity there. But he is a Manning, and he is super popular, and he did play in New York, and he beat Tom Brady twice. So I'm not disputing that he's going to get in, but some people don't think he should be, Rick.
This is true. And a lot of people in New York are debating that, and it's been an ongoing debate. It'll be interesting. I'd love to be a fly on the wall. I don't know who's going to present him. I would imagine Bob Glauber would have that right, being the longtime New York writer there. But it's going to be an interesting debate. But I think Eli and Luke Kuechly would be the two most credentialed. And I agree, Terrell Suggs, Hall of Famer. I just don't think he's a first ballot guy.
This does come down. You look at Eli Manning, and I was going to say, I don't know if there's a quarterback that would be in the Hall of Fame after that was as booed and, like, disliked by a fan base as much. You know what I mean? Because let's be real. And I was there for something. I know he won the Super Bowls, but there was a lot of negativity, a lot, right? He got booed a lot, and, you know, there was those average seasons, and then, boom, the Super Bowls. But, hey, as a Buffalo Bill fan, I would way rather have a couple of Super Bowls than going 12-4, 12-0, whatever, to new 17, 13-4 every year and then losing in the playoffs. It's all about the championships, right, in the end? Point blank.
It's all about the rings. That's what we played a game for. And, Eli Manning, you could state a case now if you had to win one football game and stack them up against all the Hall of Fame quarterbacks and said, hey, you got to go win one football game tomorrow in the Super Bowl, who would you pick? You'd probably choose Eli Manning over half of those guys in the hall right now.
Rick Saratella. Rick, thanks for joining us on the road here. Great stuff as always, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. So Rick Saratella kicking it with us. I thought, very interesting. The Eli Manning talk, there'll be a lot of it. This is just announced right now. There'll be a lot of talk about Eli Manning. But there was a lot of average seasons. There was a lot of mediocrity. But you beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. And I'm not saying he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, but I'm saying there are people that don't believe that he should be. I think there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks from sort of that class in this era that, Phillip Rivers is a controversial one. Well, he's put up big numbers, but he didn't win, and a lot of people have put up big numbers, right? Like, football has sort of evolved with the numbers, and it used to be a big deal to throw for 300 yards. Now it's like 400 yards, right? Like, the parameters change. When it comes to the Hall of Fame, you just sort of, you either know or you don't. But put it this way. When it comes to a Hall of Famer, it's supposed to be, he was one of the greatest to ever play. When you think of Eli Manning, you don't think of one of the greatest to ever play.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, he won two Super Bowls, but you never think, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. Let's be real.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to Rick Saratella for joining us on the road from Nashville, Tennessee, as he's checking in from various camps, NCAA. And NFL training camps is NFL. Listen, man, the NFL season is right around the corner for real. Preseason starts once again on Thursday. And then throughout the weekend, every team will have started. We were talking about some of the quarterback rotations and how it's going to be paramount. There's a lot of quarterback competitions going on. And there's a lot of undecided teams right now at the quarterback position in the National Football League. The Atlanta Falcons are not one of them as far as who their starting quarterback is going to be. They know it's going to be Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, of course, recovering from surgery. Kirk Cousins will not be playing for the Falcons in their season opener against the Miami Dolphins. This game is in Miami. The Falcons are -150 on the money line. And I got to tell you one thing. There are opportunities and spots in the preseason, but the odds makers have kind of taken them away. Like, I think this is a good example. I think the Atlanta Falcons, you have a new coaching staff. They're trying to set a new culture. You've got a very legitimate quarterback battle for the third string job going on here between two capable guys. This is where your knowledge of college football and sort of the backup quarterback world. Everybody knows who Josh Allen is. Everybody knows who Joe Burrow is. Do you know who Nate Rourke is? Right? You know, do you know who Michael Pratt is? Right? Like, this is when it actually matters, and it helps to know these quarterbacks inside out. And the Atlanta Falcons have a great quarterbacking situation here. Nate Rourke was the offensive MVP of the Canadian Football League with the BC Lions. Very capable quarterback. Played with the Ohio Bobcats. Is good enough to be a backup quarterback in a National Football League? I think, listen, he wants to get the pension, and there's more money in the NFL if you can hang around even as a backup. He hasn't stuck yet, right? He was on the Jaguars as a third stringer, and they let him go. He went to the Patriots. They let him go. Now he's on the he was on the Giants briefly. They let him go. And now he's on the Falcons, but the Falcons situation is not a bad one. Right, like basically, the Giants probably decided, you know what, we're not going to throw this DeVito kid under the bus for Rourke. We don't like him that much enough. We're going to keep DeVito. But like I said earlier, Heineke's been in the league a little while. He makes money, right? He signed like a $4 million a year contract a couple of years ago. It's too much money to be paying a third string quarterback. You know, you've got Michael Penix, who's a first round pick. You just paid Kirk Cousins big money. I think the Atlanta Falcons want Nate Rourke to actually be good enough that they can say, you know what, we can give this guy the league minimum. Nate Rourke would be happy to get $850,000, right? And his gamble would have paid off. And I'll be wrong because I kept thinking, you know what, it's not going to work out for him, but this might be the spot for him here in Atlanta. Might be. We'll see. There's a lot of politics when it comes to this stuff in the National Football League. It's hard to come in off the street and get a gig in the NFL, especially from the CFL. You see the same thing with the USFL and the XFL, the UFL, these leagues. The quarterbacks can be very successful, but the NFL has sort of already made their minds up on a lot of these players already, and it's hard to dissuade them from what their perception is. But looking at some of the games that catch my eye here, and you know what? Considering that we're betting on pretty much every conceivable event in the Olympics, I guess it's not crazy that we bet on a bunch of preseason games. Let's just be real. But I do like the Atlanta Falcons. Talked about their quarterback situation. Not just their quarterback situation, but the Atlanta Falcons have done a nice job drafting over the years. This is another thing. It's very simple, a low-hanging fruit, just to talk about the QB situation. But You know, there's a reason why, like, the Baltimore Ravens won a bunch of games. Teams that are good at drafting players, like, whose backups are good? Who does a good job bringing in undrafted rookie free agents into camp? They're going to be playing in these games. Certain teams are better at it than others, right? And I think the Atlanta Falcons, they've done a pretty good job of putting some talent together here. And I think you look at the Miami Dolphins, they're a very top-heavy, star-laden team. Like, the Dolphins are not a deep team. The Dolphins are not a type of team that have been stockpiling talent. The Dolphins are a team that stockpiled a bunch of superstars and trying to win right now. So I think the Atlanta Falcons are a good play here. It's -150 right now on the money line. Remember these preseason games, man. Weird stuff happens. Teams will go for two. They don't want to play for ties. So I don't like laying 2.5. I'll just bite the bullet on the money line here. And the sports books are aware of this. I wouldn't be surprised, though. These are the type of bets. It sounds crazy, but get these numbers in now, because I think all these bets that I like will change against us. I think people will agree with these plays, and I don't think people have really started to hit the NFL yet. I don't know. You know, I think they know it started. There's a couple of games on Thursday. There's three more on Friday, but you got the Olympics going on. But the numbers have moved. Like, I've kept my eye on a couple of these. I'm like, damn, oh, it moved 20 cents. Oh, it moved a point, huh? So people are betting this stuff early. So I like the Falcons minus the 115 against the Miami Dolphins. Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers, another pretty deep football team for the most part. Mike Tomlin is a coach as well that's taken the preseason pretty seriously. And it's not like, oh, we need to win, but he's a competitive guy, and he wants the players that are competing, you know, the second stringers to compete and win football games as well. And they get a Houston Texans team that just played in this Hall of Fame game. Teams that play in this Hall of Fame game, it's kind of a write-off for them. They don't like the Hall of Fame game. They don't do anything in it. They don't like the next game after the Hall of Fame game because it's kind of a quick turnaround. And, you know, they kind of, you got the four games. It's sort of like that third game for them. They'll step up and bring it a little bit more. So I think the Pittsburgh Steelers, also a pretty nice quarterback situation with Justin Fields getting the start in this game. And I think the Texans are just sort of built for the regular season right now. You got Justin Fields, Kyle Allen, and John Reese Plumlee, a quarterback for the Steelers. It's a nice rotation compared to the Houston Texans, who are about to lose to the Bears, we might remind you, before the game got shut down.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Morency, the mad scientist, has come up with some stuff here. It's an early night tonight in Paris. They're getting started early in the overnight hours. It's coming to an end. It's Wednesday in Paris now, and the events pretty much end on Saturday. The women's basketball is Sunday morning. That's it. Like, you've got the women's the bronze medal game and a gold medal game, and then there's the closing ceremony on Sunday. So Saturday is kind of the last day where there's a ton of action, but there's still a lot of events left. Like, sort of, I know it sounds funny to say Olympic-y events, but you know what I mean? There's a lot of Olympic-type stuff, right? Like, we've covered a lot of the mainstream sports and all, you know, even volleyball and beach volleyball. But I did see the sport climbing tonight. I retweeted it, actually. This stuff is pretty sick. So there's different ones. There's like a tougher one, and there's the speed one. So I'm going to be betting on the speed one. Just for the record, so the sport is called sports climbing. This stuff starts, it starts at 3 in the morning, too. So it starts in 3 hours, this. It's starting pretty early. Sport climbing. So it's called sports climbing. There's men lead, and there's called men's and women's speed. There's the called lead and speed. We're going to be betting the speed, all right? So the women's speed final is going on, and there's the men sort of qualifying going in to their finals, which I think is overnight tomorrow night, but we got to get the parlay in now. So I'm going to take Alexandra Miroslav. Alexandra Miroslav, from what I was reading and researching about this, she fell short in the last games, but she's like dominant. She's by far the best woman in the world. She's actually a minus 330 favorite, which kind of lets you all need to know, but she's been breaking records and dominating here, and she's expected to win, right? So it's a little pricey, but what I like about this is we can still bet the men's one again after if it doesn't work out with her tonight, but I think she's going to win, so why leave it on the table? Because I like Samuel Watson, and for the record, Samuel Watson is American. So, and he's supposed to win the gold medal in this. There's going to be another gold medal. I'm telling you, I think we're going to get there, guys, with a 39 and a half. I think the U.S. is going to end up with like 40 or 41 when it's all said and done. But I like this parlay. So speed, the speed sport climbing division. Samuel Watson to win the men, minus 110. Alexander Miroslav to win the woman, minus 334. Parlay together is plus 148. It's not bad. So we're going to parlay that together. I'll post it on Twitter for people as well that are a little bit slow. But Watson and Miroslav parlay together to win the sport climbing speed division. Plus 148 parlay. We're on Poland to win the gold medal. We're on Italy to win the gold medal in men's volleyball. They're both playing in a semifinal tomorrow in separate brackets. So it's possible that we're going to hit... We're going to cash this tomorrow, actually, if they both win their semifinal matchup. I actually think they both will. I think Poland is a very good bet, guys. Everybody thought Poland was the team to beat coming into this thing, along with Italy. USA, nice run for the U.S. team. This has been a very impressive run for them. They're going to have a chance to play for a medal, but I don't think it's going to be a gold. I think Poland are going to beat the USA. It's minus 150. Just to win the match. No handicap, no sets, just minus 150. I think it's a pretty good price, actually. It was 135, but it's gone up. So Poland to win. And Italy and France, I do think it's going to be a battle. McKinnis knows volleyball. He was with us earlier. He said he likes the over 182.5. Italy are minus 175 to win the match against France. I like McKinnis's over. You guys know I like betting on overs. So I like the over 182.5. I'm tempted by France plus 1.5 sets. I really wouldn't be surprised if it was a five-set banger, but I'd rather go over 182.5 because we could win that actually with four sets potentially, right? But I do think France and Italy is going to be super close in men's volleyball, but we like the Poland bet the most, minus 150. So there's a sports climbing parlay for you. There's a men's volleyball pick for you. And we've got women's field hockey going off. Women's field hockey, the Netherlands, big-time favorites coming into this, except Argentina and Belgium are both very good, and they're both still alive right now. I think, though, the Netherlands are still going to be able to survive and get through this, and I also think these games are going to be lower scoring. So follow me on Twitter X. I'll post some total bets for the women's field hockey in the morning, and we'll have a bunch of track and field for you as well. Shout out to all of our guests tonight, Dave Delano, Andrew McKinnis, Rick Saratella. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to
play. Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.